things that I thought about a couple of weeks ago is work from home. And I guess I hadn't put a lot of thought into it yet, but it was, I got a survey question, and it was about, they were looking for insight because cities, city managers and cities are having such trouble keeping or finding certain positions, engineering, plans examiners, those sort of skills. And it got me thinking that, and thinking about a couple of people that I know that are leaving public sector and going back into private sector, private consulting, it got me to realize that we've all been through the pandemic talking about remote work and work from home without really thinking about or talking about they are two completely different things. And that with cities, especially, and, you know, just sort of my experience working for one, that cities already had to compete with the private sector when it comes to salaries for these types of positions, designers, planners, engineers, and such. But now, you know, the private sector will let you work remote if you're in those fields. You can live in California and work for an engineering firm in South Florida. Cities aren't really letting you do that yet. You can work from home during the pandemic, but cities aren't really employing people who live somewhere else. You know, is the city of Miami or Miami Beach have staff working remotely who live in North Carolina? I don't think that's happening on the public sector side. And so this quality of life decision that people are making, again, another burden for the public sector in finding, you know, and retaining their talent, which we need for economic development. We need those people in those positions, but it's just, in addition to salary competition now, it's this quality of life and being in control of your own, you know, your own time, your own work-life balance, being able to do it, you know, when it makes sense for you from the place that makes sense. You can do that now. And if an employer is not going to allow that, they're going to have a hard time. And in the private sector, the employers who allow that compared to the ones who don't, you're going to see winners and losers when it comes to the talent wars. And so what happens with the public sector to get them along, you know, to really, that's a big shift, I think, for the public sector to really be able to embrace not work from home, but remote work.
Well, and I think the only case where I've seen the public sector try and embrace that is through the outsourcing of certain job duties or responsibilities. They're not quite ready to have a salaried employee of a municipality working from home, but they are willing to say, you know what, we're going to find a consultant, or we're going to farm this out to a different organization to handle this piece of it. And then that organization can have someone working remotely or working from home. It's possible, but I don't think government's ready for it. Yeah, I don't think the electeds are ready for it. And I don't think the administrations are ready for it yet. But again, it's completely doable because we all did it during COVID.
Thank you for listening to this preview of Flareheads, our new economic development and entrepreneurship podcast. I'm Kevin Grouder, the founder of Business Flare, and I invite you to join myself, the Flareheads, and other friends and special guests as we have honest, direct, and sometimes irreverent conversations about issues affecting economic development and how we can break away from the old way of doing things and bring innovative approaches that help communities realize and reach their potential. Please subscribe at flareheads.com to stay up to date, and we hope to see you soon.